Listen, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Now, this psalm is a very wonderful psalm. The last one was a lovely psalm, but so is this one. And those that think, because it mentions here, my beloved, that it's Solomon's. But the son of David that's mentioned here is not Solomon. It's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And this is a psalm that has five stanzas, as you notice, five verses. And it speaks of the blessing of the Lord. It maketh rich, and he addeth not sorrow with it. Proverbs 10:22 says that. And the Septuagint version does not give Solomon's name at all. Now, you'll notice that three times in these two verses that I read, that in vain was used. The word vain. You see, everything is vain, friends, unless God is in it. Everything is dependent on him and on his blessing. This is very important to see. There was an old German proverb that said, everything depends on the blessing of God. I wish today that we looked at it like that. That's the reason it's called the Cotter's Saturday Night, a time when, therefore, the Lord Jesus said, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Wonderful psalm. And now we find here the reference to children. You see, when the pilgrim that we are following up to Jerusalem, he brought his family, and his family are there to worship with him. Listen to him. Lo, children are a heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. There's his wife and children, and they are there, all of them, to thank God. And verse 4, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of one's youth. Happy is the man who hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. They'll defend him. It's wonderful to have a child that'll defend you. And to have quite a little army of them is quite wonderful. The psalmist who wrote this knew nothing about the population explosion at all. Now we come to Psalm 128. And over this psalm, there can be written, Home, Sweet Home. And Luther called it the marriage song. And you have here a description of happy family life. And you have the invocation of the Lord's blessing here. And here is God's picture of a happy family. And what is its foundation? Well, let's look at the psalm. Blessed is every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his way. What is it that makes a happy family? What's the foundation? Oh, I know that there's all kinds of conferences today for the family, the young family, and how they can adopt certain methods and adjust themselves to certain procedures. My friend, you can never have a happy home until there's the fear of the Lord in that home. And a home where they walk day by day in the home in the ways of the Lord. This idea today that psychologically that you are learned to adjust your finances and the wife is to do this. And then when you have a quarrel, why, you are to work things out. It's like the man that was asked the question why he had lived so long. Well, he said, I've lived outdoors. I've had an outdoor life. They said, well, we didn't know that. Oh, yes, he said. He said, when I got married, why, my wife and I decided that every time we had a quarrel, that I'd go outside. He said, I've had an outdoor life. Well, my friends, may I say to you that that's not the way it's done. There must be the fear of the Lord. And now will you notice verse 2? For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, and happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. It's a place where the husband works, by the way. Verse 3, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. If there is a family altar, here it is, right here. Many of you already know that I do not like the present-day setup of the family altar, where it's a hit-and-miss proposition and where they come in a hurry, read a few verses of Scripture, and then everyone starts out in every direction, and they're like the cowboy that mounted his horse and rode off in every direction. And that's the way of the family altar, I'm afraid, as it's practiced today. Here it is. It's a place where the wife and the children gather about the table. And notice verse 4. It says, behold, that thus shalt the man be blessed who feareth the Lord. Can't get away from that. Unless there's that reverential fear of God, obedience unto Him. The children know whether you love the Lord, whether you're serving Him, whether you're obeying Him, whether He's important in your life. My friend, there's no substitute for that. You can go to all these little conferences all you want to. You never have a happy home until you get rightly related with God. And when you get rightly related with God, then it'll be amazing how many of these other problems that they just fall into place and take care of themselves. Now we're told, verse 5, the Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children and peace upon Israel. There's a very interesting statement that's been made in reference to this psalm, and I'd like to pass it on to you because it's quite interesting. It says, before the fall, paradise was man's home. After the fall, the home was man's paradise. And friends, it can be either paradise or the opposite of it.